The following is a class on Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 6, text number 34, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasatikari, recorded on April 15th, 2008, in Vilnius, Lithuania.
On my last visit to Vilnius, my last tour here in Lithuania, I was given a public hall lecture here, but not a lecture here. And so I made sure we didn't make that mistake again, because I really like coming here. I really missed it the last time. So I've instructed my tour planners to make sure that every time I come to Lithuania, I must come to this center and because especially Shamananda Prabhu and Dayo Govinda are very dear to my heart. And of all of you as well, of course. So, tonight we are reading from Bhagavad Gita. As it is. By His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Didandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada. We wouldn't waste our time with one of those editions about the mental speculators. Because life is very short. We can die at any minute. Therefore, we have to be connected with God by the mercy of the great acharyas. So tonight we will read from Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 4. Actually, we will read chapter number 6, text number 34. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Chanchalam hi mana Krishna,
chanchalam hi mana Krishna,
pramati balavadridham,
pramati balavadridham,
tasyaham nigraham manye,
tasyaham nigraham manye,
vayori vasodushkaram,
vayori vasodushkaram,
chanchalam hi mana Krishna,
chanchalam hi mana Krishna,
pramati balavadridham,
pramati balavadridham,
tasyaham nigraham manye,
tasyaham nigraham manye,
vayori vatsadushkaram,
vayori vatsadushkaram.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. For the mind is restless, turbulent, obstinate, and very strong, O Krishna. And to subdue it, I think, is more difficult than controlling the wind. Purport. The mind is so strong and obstinate that it sometimes overcomes the intelligence. Although the mind is supposed to be subservient to the intelligence. For a man in the practical world who has to fight so many opposing elements, it is certainly very difficult to control the mind. Artificially, one may establish a mental equilibrium toward both friend and enemy, but ultimately no worldly man can do so, for this is more difficult than controlling the raging wind. In the Vedic literature, Katha Upanishad 1:3-4, it is said, Atmanam ratinam vidhi, shariram ratam evacha, budhing tu sadatim vidhi, mana pragraham evacha. Indriyani hiyang ayur vishayangste shugocharam atmendriyamano yuktam boktet yahur manishinaha. The individual is the passenger in the car of the material body, and intelligence is the driver. Mind is the driving instrument, and the senses are the horses. The self is thus the enjoyer or sufferer in the association of the mind and senses. So it is understood by great thinkers. Intelligence is supposed to direct the mind, but if the mind is so strong and obstinate that it often overcomes even one's own intelligence, as an acute infection may surpass the efficacy of medicine. Such a strong mind is supposed to be controlled by the practice of yoga. But such a practice is never practical for a worldly person like Arjuna. And what can be said of modern man? The simile used here is appropriate. One cannot capture the blowing wind, as it is even more difficult to capture, and it is even more difficult to capture the turbulent mind. The easiest way to control the mind, is suggested by Lord Chaitanya, is chanting Hare Krishna, the great mantra for deliverance in all humility. The method prescribed is Savayamana Krishna Padaravindayo. One must engage one's mind fully in Krishna. Only then will there remain no other engagements to agitate the mind.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sahagana Raguna Tanvita Tam Sajiva Sadaita Zavaduta Purijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakonvitamscha.
So, it's pretty heavy having a mind. Especially when you're not Krishna conscious. It's pretty heavy. The mind is called enemy. For one who is not fixed in Krishna consciousness. The mind keeps dragging one away from Krishna. Just like a man, he has a driver for his car. But the driver is a debauchee. If the man lets his driver take him wherever he wants to go, he will go to a liquor shop, he'll go to a house of prostitution. So, one has to tell the mind what to do. In other words, if you do not take control of your mind, your mind will take control of you. Actually, the mind already has taken control. That's what has kept us in karma chakra for millions of lifetimes. We are presently in the clutches of the mind. Prisoners of the mind. So, how to break free from this prison of the mind? Intelligence is the key. So, how does one get intelligence? By hearing the Vedic wisdom. From the scriptures, from the Vaishnavas, from Guru. One gets intelligence. So, if one acts in accordance with that intelligence gained from Guru, Shastras, and Sadhus, then the mind becomes conquered. But if one does not act in accordance with Guru, Sadhus, and Shastra, then one remains under the control of the mind. And that mind will carry you to another material body. So we have our choice. Do we want to take the guidance of Guru, Sadhus, and Shastra? Or do we want to ignore that guidance? You have a free choice. God has given you free will. You can choose to obey Guru, Sadhus, and Shastra, or you can choose to disobey them. Whatever you want to do, it's your choice. And we're not going to force you. We simply want to educate you so you know what the choices are. In the material society, they don't give you any choice. As soon as you come out of the womb, they say, oh, it's a boy, it's a girl. They immediately train you to identify with that body. So therefore our mind is polluted from the very minute of coming out of the womb. It became a little purified within the womb. We realized our predicament. We were praying to Krishna, please let me out of this predicament in the womb and I promise I will be your devotee. But when we came out, we forgot our promise. Everybody came running. Oh, he's so cute. All we have to do is cry and everyone comes running to service, you see. And we were thinking, this is the life. Now I am God. So we forgot our promise. In this way we remain enslaved in the mind, control. So somehow we have to break the pattern, you see, that habit. We're habituated to letting our mind tell us what to do. It's a habit going on for millions of lifetimes. So if you want to break that habit, it's like if somebody's addicted to smoking cigarettes, you see. It's not easy to break that habit. One has to be very, very strong in their determination to break a nicotine habit, you see. But I can tell you this. The mind habit is much heavier than the nicotine habit. It's a much more difficult addiction to break. Someone has to be extremely determined to break free from the mind. and become fixed in the intelligence. Prabhupada compares the intelligence to the mother and the mind to the child. So if the mother lets the child run wild, the child will not be very good. The mother is meant to discipline the child. Don't do that, do this. If the mother does not discipline the child will be spoiled, very spoiled. In fact, there's a story in this connection. Perhaps you know this story. There was one young boy. His parents died. So he was raised by his aunt. And his aunt was very lenient. Let him do whatever he wants to do. Anyway, he got into some bad association and he became a very sinful boy. He grew up, he became a very sinful man.
Also.
And he murdered somebody. So, at the time of his being executed by the government, his aunt was there attending the execution. And he asked the authorities, "I would like to have one word with my aunt, please. Before you put me to death, I want to have one word with her, if it's all right." They said, "Okay, we can grant him his last wish. What's the big deal?" So he said, "Come here, my dear aunt. I want to speak something, whisper something to you." And then he bit her ear very strongly. Blood was coming. Everyone was shocked. "Why did you bite your aunt's ear? It's her fault that now I'm being put to death, you see. Because she let me do whatever I want. She never disciplined me. And now because of that, I have to be put to death as a murderer. So I have to get even with her for what she did, the wrong she did me." So we should not let the mind do whatever it wants. We should not let it run wild. Yato yato nishchalati manas chanchalam astaram tatas tato niyam yaitad atmanyeva vishamniyam. From whatever and wherever the mind wanders due to its flickering and unsteady nature. One must certainly withdraw it and bring it back under the control of the self. This is the training program. You have to always keep an eye on your mind. What are you up to now, mind? Are you thinking of Krishna? Are you thinking of some girl? Or some boy? What are you doing right now, mind? Are you thinking of eating and sleeping? Are you thinking of doing some service? You have to train the mind. We're not saying it. You can eat and sleep, that's all right. But not more than required to keep body and soul together, to keep energized in your service. Keep your mind focused on self-realization. That I must always think, speak, and act in such a way that I'm advancing at every minute in Krishna consciousness. Whether I'm at the temple, at my job, at my business, whether I'm in line at the grocery store, what icky. Actually, I laugh at the name of your grocery store. Because when I was a small child in America, as little children, if something was icky, that meant it's very, very dirty. Icky. Ooh, icky. Now the children have changed it. They call it yucky. But yucky. But when I was a boy back in the 1950s, the children would say icky. Really icky. So I laugh whenever I see your icky grocery store, you see, with meat and all that garbage in it. It's really icky. Anyway, somehow we have to learn how to always connect everything with Krishna. This is how the mind becomes conquered. Always connect everything with Krishna. The first time I had the great blessing to be in the presence of His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, He gave us a very good tip how to control the mind. He told us, every one of you is drinking water. Once, twice, thrice, more than that every day. He said, if every time you drink water, you remember that Krishna is the taste of the water, then immediately you become Krishna conscious. He said, to become Krishna conscious is not a difficult job. It simply requires practice. So you all drink water, don't you? Yes, you all drink water many times during the day. So all you have to do is remember, Krishna is the taste of this water. Actually, Prabhupada said any liquid thing. Raso is any liquid thing. Raso ham apsukonteya. I am the taste of all liquid things. So in this way, and then when you look out the window, the sunlight is illuminating the Vilnius town, you see. Krishna says, I am the light of the sun. And then at night when the moon comes out, I am the light of the moon. So in this way, by seeing everything through the eyes of Scripture, this is developing intelligence. You see. Try to always see everything at every minute through the eyes of the Scripture. Don't allow that false ego to get in the way. Do you know that of all the universal coverings, the false ego is the thickest? Do you know how many trillion miles thick is the false ego covering of the universe? Yeah. 80 trillion mile thick covering. The Mahatattva covering is only 8 trillion miles. And the ether covering is only 800 billion miles. And the air covering is only 80 billion miles. And the fire covering is only 8 billion miles. And the water covering is just 800 billion miles. And the earth is, I'm saying not more like a million, 80 million is the earth. So compared to all the other coverings, the false ego is the worst covering, the heaviest covering of them all. So how to overcome the influence of false ego? The yogis try to do it by the Ashtanga Yoga system. Yam niyam, asana, pranayama, pratyahara, etc. They try to bring that mind under control so they can subdue the false ego. They even develop all types of mystic cities. They develop the anima city. You know that anima city? You become very, very small. Smaller than an atom. Subatomic. They can enter into a rock. They can penetrate through anything. See, that's such a powerful city, you see. But there's one thing they can't penetrate. They're not able to enter into the spiritual planets of the spiritual sky. Therefore, the devotees, you see, who ride on the airplane known as mantra airplane, mantra vimana, they are more the most powerful of all mystic yogis. Because they can penetrate where the mystic yogis cannot penetrate. So, therefore, the best position is to be a devotee. To take shelter of Guru and Krishna. Because by this you become the greatest mystic. Riding that mantra yavana. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In this way you become perfect and the mind becomes completely conquered. Vacho Vegam Manasa Krodha Vegam. It is stated by Rupa Goswami. The mind must be brought under control. When one becomes an actual Goswami, that means his mind is perfectly controlled. So who's supposed to be Goswamis in our movement? Just the sannyasis? Just the gurus? Or maybe just the brahmacharis and the sannyasis and the guru? No. Every man, woman, and child in this movement is meant to become a Goswami. One who brings mind, words, anger, tongue, belly, and genitals completely under control. That means you. You are meant to become a Goswami. So we have to take help from those who are more advanced in Krishna consciousness. This is the system. It is called parampara system. We have to take shelter of those who are advanced in Krishna consciousness. So that by their association we will get strong faith in this process. That will enable us to put our full heart and soul into it at every minute. Because if we put our full heart and soul into this process at every minute, we will advance very rapidly on the pathway back to home, back to God. In fact, we'll already be liberated, Prabhupada says. If one seriously takes this pathway, they're already liberated. You don't have to wait for death to become liberated. You can become liberated right now. You simply must have unflinching faith that Krishna is the Supreme Person and that every one of his activities is purely transcendental. Prabhupada explains in the fourth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, text number, I believe text 42, that this qualifies one to become liberated. So would you like to be liberated from the rascal mind? Liberated from the rascal senses? Then all you have to do is have firm faith that Krishna is the Supreme Person and everything that he has ever done or ever will do is purely transcendental. So in this way you can easily conquer the mind. And that vast, insurmountable ocean of material existence will become reduced down to the amount of water within the hoof print of a calf. This is why it's said that they are already liberated. Even though they have just gotten on the ship to begin setting sail across the material ocean. Because for one who has actually taken shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, that ocean got so small that the boat is actually on both ends. It's on, you know, it's already reached the destination because the ocean got small, so tiny. I always take a boat. You know, I take a boat whenever I come here to the Balkans. In the Baltics. I take a boat from Helsinki to Tallinn every time. It used to take us 3 hours, but now they have faster boats that takes 2 hours. But just imagine if the Gulf of Finland became that big, you see. Then as soon as we got on the boat, we'd automatically be in the Baltic states. So that's the way it is in Bhakti Yoga. Samashrutaye palapallava plavang mahatpunang punyajasho marare bhavambudir vatsa parang param padam 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 yadvabhatam nate sham. You see. From one who has taken shelter of the boat at the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna. Who is the shelter of the cosmic manifestation? And who is famous for annihilating that rascal, Mura. That vast, insurmountable ocean of material existence becomes reduced down to the amount of water contained within the hoof print of a calf. His aim is that Parampadam, that ultimate Vaikuntha world. He is no longer considered to be a resident of that place where there is danger at every single step. So if you want to give up your citizenship in the material world and be granted immediate citizenship in the spiritual sky, all you have to do is take complete shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. And then all of your difficulties, all of your anxieties will simply be history. So now I can ask if there's any questions.
Shastra states that one should accept the spiritual master, but I do not feel an inspiration from inside. So should I simply take Shastra's instruction even though I do not feel an inspiration or need?
Yes, you should accept the Guru simply on the basis of Shastric instructions. Yeah. If you have faith in the Shastra, and the Shastra says that you should approach Guru. Tadviganaratam sagurum eva vigatschat. That is the Vedic injunction. Do you know Sanskrit grammar a little bit? And Sanskrit grammar, according to the ending of the verb, it has different meanings. Just like gacchati means he goes. Gacchanti means they go. Gacchat means must go. So tadveganatam sagurum eva bigatchat. You must go to guru. So if you want to take scripture as your guru, very good. Then on order of scripture, take a guru. That is very good if you have full faith in the scriptures. Then follow the scriptures. Take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. Any other questions? Does that answer your question?
One little more.
Okay.
Aš galiu rinktis tiesiog tą, kuris nu, yra kvalifikuotas, nežiūrint į tai, tai šiandien tinka tos mano širdies, tos reikalavimus, ar ne. Jeigu, ta prasme, jeigu nerandat kitų, kurie kvalifikuoti, nematote, ne? Nu, ta prasme, tas ten taip, jis ten man netinka, biški, tas irgi biški netinka. Tiesiog, tas kvalifikuotas, pirmo, tas ten yra.
Pagal šakras kvalifikuotas?
Pagal savo širdies, tas... Pagal savo širdį nerandė tas, kuris atitiktų.
Bet pagal šastras, ne.
No.
Karli, mikrofonų neišjunginė, kad tas esu nesigirda nieko, kai išjunginė.
The question is, that if I do not feel by heart that I could accept some spiritual master, I cannot see any spiritual master like my heart would like to accept, but I see according to the scriptures that there are bona fide spiritual masters. So should I accept on the basis of scriptures?
You have to find one. That's a thing. If you understand that you must have a guru, but you haven't seen who your guru is, then you have to look for your guru. You have to find. Pray to Krishna that you can find your guru. Do you want to find your guru? You do. All right. Then you have to pray to Krishna every day. My dear Lord, please reveal me who is my spiritual master. Krishna is Adi Guru. He is the original Guru. So you have to beg him for who is that spiritual master who represents him, who will be his representative that you will take complete shelter of on this planet. You have to beg Krishna every day, Krishna, please send my spiritual master to me.
Reikia mesti Krishna kiekvieną dieną, kad jis parodytų, kuris yra tas tikrasis jo atstovas ir kad atsiųstų į jų.
If you're sincere, Krishna will send.
Jeigu jūs nuoširdus, būtinai Krishna atsiųs.
But if you're trying to find some loophole to avoid surrendering,
bet jeigu stengiatės rasti kažkokių pasteisimų, kad nereiktų atsiduoti,
you'll never find guru.
Niekad nerasi guru.
Because you don't really want one.
Nes jo iš tikrųjų nenorit.
You're thinking, I'm not saying you, but I'm saying one who... was thinking that they are their own guru, you see. If you're actually sincere to find the bona fide spiritual master, Krishna will definitely send him and he'll make it very clear to you, this is your spiritual master. You simply have to be sincere, that's all. Then everything will come. What is the proof? Tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam vritti purvakam dadami mudiyogam tam yenamam upayantite. To those who are constantly devoted and worship me with love, I give them the understanding by which to come to me.
Tiems, kurie su pasiaukojimu ir meile visada man tarnauja, aš suteikiu žinojimą, kuris jos atveda pas mane.
Bhagavad Gita, chapter 10, text number 10.
Bhagavad Gita, 10 skyrius, 10 text.
So if you're always sincerely dedicating yourself to Krishna at every minute, he will give you the intelligence to understand who you should take your initiation from. Next question.
Kitas klausimas.
Yeah.
Can you please describe the importance of morning programs, especially, for example, Bhagavatam class in control of the mind? How it's helpful?
What is the benefit of attending the class?
Yeah. Especially morning programs.
Klausimas toks, ar galėtumėt paaiškinti, kokią svarbą, ypač protus kontroliavimui, duoda rytinės, reiškia, programas, žinot, Bhagavatam?
Nashta prayeshva badreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavad yuttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtaki. By regularly attending classes on the Srimad Bhagavatam and by serving that person who is a living embodiment of the Srimad Bhagavatam, all that is inauspicious within the heart becomes destroyed almost to nil. And thus loving service under that transcendent Lord who is praised with shrapnel hymns becomes established as an irrevocable fact. So, one should regularly study the Bhagavatam. Either here at the temple, or if one lives too far away, one should read every morning in their home. And then one should take a spiritual master also, who is the living embodiment of the Srimad Bhagavatam, and dedicate one's entire life to serving his mission of making the world Krishna conscious. In this way, Bhagavatam says that all the inauspicious things become destroyed almost to nil. So one could ask, what do you mean? What does it mean, almost to nil? I thought it would be destroyed completely to nil. Why almost to nil? The answer is, almost to nil means is the first stage, which when you come to sattva guna. And then the verse continues to say, and thus loving service under the transcendent Lord is established as an irrevocable fact. So this verse gives you a realistic picture of what you will go through as you become purified. You can't expect to immediately become a pure devotee. You're going to go through some phases. The first phase is to become firmly established in sattva guna. And then from there you go into pure devotional service. So what's the quick and easy way to get to sattva guna? Prabhupada gave it to us. Chant at least 16 rounds of the Hare Krishna mantra every day in japa mala beads. And strictly avoid illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, and gambling. If you do those things, you'll be established in sattva guna. But what about the transcendental platform? How do you get there? Prabhupada gave us that also. Avoid the 10 offenses. You can avoid the 10 offenses, then you're going to go beyond sattva guna to the pure transcendental platform of Krishna prema. So you have to study the Bhagavatam and serve the person Bhagavatam. If you want to become solidly situated on the platform of goodness and the transcendental platform. That's another instruction that Prabhupada gave along with the four regulative principles. He told us to regularly study the Bhagavatam. And actually, there's nothing sweeter than the Bhagavatam. It's like a huge gulab jamun. You can just relish it for, you know, hours and hours and hours. I mean, you know, Pariksha Maharaj, he relished this gulab jamun for 7 days straight without even getting up to go to the bathroom. I mean, you know. He just really relished it. He didn't want to do anything else except relish the Bhagavatam. So, next question. Or we go back to Kaunas now. Any more questions? Well, I guess we can head back to Kaunas then. There's no question. All right.
One also maybe a problem in controlling the mind is premixing of opposite sexes, as we see in our society. In Western society, and also influence the devotional society here in these countries. So how to avoid this problem of freely mixing?
Oh, the intermediate, yeah.
Klausimas toks, kad problema kaip ir bendroji visuomenė, taip ir mūsų iskonų visuomenė, ta, kad yra, reiškia, toksai per daug artimas bendravimas priešingų lyčių ir dėl to kyla proto kontrolės problemas, kaip čia išspręsti.
Yes, in the Western countries, there is free intermingling between men and women.
Taip, vakarų šalyse yra toks laisvas bendravimas tarp vyrų ir moterų.
We consider it to be our happiness.
Tai laikoma laimė.
If there are some women around, the men become joyful. If there are some men around, the women become joyful. That is our idea of enjoyment, man and woman pleasure, you see. That's how we were trained. I mean, you know, every movie, look at all the Beatles songs, you know. I want to hold your hand, I want to hold your hand. We were completely programmed, you know. There was no brahmachari training. The woman should be seen as Mataji. We were taking woman as sex object, you see. So, how to reverse this conditioning that we have, you see. It's not an easy thing to reverse that conditioning. Therefore, we simply work together as brothers and sisters to make Prabhupada's movement a success. That's all. An unmarried boy and girl should never be alone in the same room. And they shouldn't get together and have long conversations. Official business, can you cut these vegetables? You know, something like that. But we should make our intimate relationships the men to men and women to women. And anybody who wants an intimate relationship that crosses the sexual line, they should get married. That's all. But actually, marriage is not required. All you need is Krishna to be happy. Krishna is all we really need. You see, and everyone realizes that. The brahmacharis realize it by hearing, and the householders realize it by the school of hard knocks. Everybody realizes all you really need is Krishna. Nothing else is required. So, any other questions? Yeah.
Kaip pilnai patenkinti Krishna, dvasinį mokytoją ir Krishna, pilnai patenkinti, kad Krishna būtų ekstazė tiesiog.
How to fully please Guru and Krishna that they would be fully happy?
By completely dedicating your life to making the world Krishna conscious.
Pilnai paskiriant savo gyvenimą, padaryti visą pasaulį Krishna sambūrį.
Prabhupada gives this definition in the Srimad Bhagavatam Purport. And what is a Krishna conscious person? What is the name of our movement? ISKCON. Right? The International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Now, does that mean that each member is supposed to be Krishna conscious? Or not? Every member is supposed to be Krishna conscious, right? All right. Now Prabhupada describes what is the mentality of a person who is Krishna conscious in his Bhagavatam purport. He says that a Krishna conscious person is always thinking how to deliver all of the suffering humanity back to home, back to Godhead. And even if he's not successful in doing it, his perfection is guaranteed. And anybody who follows him, they will also become perfect. So if you really want to give the highest pleasure, the total complete pleasure to Guru and Krishna, all you have to do is start thinking like a spiritual revolutionary. Then my life is dedicated to sparking off a spiritual revolution on this planet. My every thought, word, and deed should be for uplifting the global consciousness. By myself personally become an acharya, an ideal example of Krishna consciousness. Yad yad acharati shrestas tat tat eve tarojana sayat pramanam kurute lokastad anuvartate. Bhagavad Gita chapter 3, text number 21. So you become acharya. You become an ideal example of Krishna consciousness. You become an uplifting influence on this planet just by your presence here. That's how you can give complete pleasure to Guru and Krishna. Any other questions? Yes.
Iš pradžių pačiam tapti bulam ir paskui tada užsiminėti tą dvasinę revoliuciją arba viskas procese lygiai greičiai ir pasaulyje ir viduje.
Should one become first perfect himself and then preach, or he should do both things at the same time?
Preliminary purification must be there.
Pradinės apsivalymas turi būti kažkoks.
Therefore, no illicit sex, no intoxication, no meeting, no gambling.
Ir todėl, joks lytinio gyvenimo neleisno nebuvimas, alkoholizmo.
But you don't have to be a Mahabhagavat to preach.
Nereikia būti Mahabhagavatu, kad pamokslauti.
In fact, the Majjhim Adhikari, he is a very active preacher, even though he's not completely perfect yet.
The
Majjhim Adhikari is fully absorbed in preaching. And this is one of the insider secrets of how to quickly become a pure devotee. The more you give Krishna, the more you get Krishna. So are you eager to become a pure devotee of Krishna? Someone who gets to directly associate with Krishna at every minute? Then you should become very, very eager to give Krishna to everybody that you meet. Yaditeka tarikaha Krishna upadesh amara agaya guru hoya tare e desh. Whomever you meet here in Lithuania, give to them the teachings of Krishna. Did Prabhupada say, well, all of my disciples who are Mahabhagavats, they can go out and preach? No, he sent everybody out to preach. Who was successful in defeating the Rakshasa army of Ravana? Was it highly skilled, advanced kshatriyas? Or was it some rough and tumble monkeys from the jungle? It was the rough and tumble monkeys from the jungle. So, my dear Prabhus and Matajis, we are Prabhupada's monkeys. We may not be advanced Mahabhagavats, but we are all Prabhupada's monkeys. And if we will try our level best, even with our rocks and our boulders and our sticks, to push forward this movement, Lord Ram will empower us. And remember, Sita's curse is always there to help us. Because she has cursed the Ravanas to be destroyed. We always have the curse of Sita and the bless of Ram to help us. So therefore, preach, preach, preach to the world. This is the order of Srila Prabhupada to each and every one of the members of this movement. But what if I've only realized a little bit about Krishna? How can I preach if I only realized a little bit? Whatever little bit you have realized about Krishna, propagate it to everyone. And then Krishna will give you more realization. And if you propagate that more realization, Krishna will give you even more realization. Srila Prabhupada always glorified Sarasvati, the little daughter of Malati and Shyamasundara. She was a little tiny girl and she would go up to some adult there in India and she would say, "Do you know who is Krishna?" The Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this way she would preach. So if you know these two things, that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and that everyone is His eternal servant, you are meant to preach. So go out and preach. Go with the devotees on Harinam. Distribute books. Distribute prasadam. Flood this city of Vilnius with the tidal wave of Krishna Bhakti. This is your duty. Any other questions? Or does that answer all questions?
Can we read also other books, not only Srimad Bhagavatam, in morning? Like
yes, Nectar of Devotion, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sri Upanishad, Easy Journey to Other Planets, Nectar of Instruction, and Krishna Book, and Bhagavad Gita. Stick to Prabhupada's books. You must. I tell my disciples, first read all of Prabhupada's books cover to cover. Then you can read other books that support Prabhupada's books. But the first thing is to read all of Prabhupada's books cover to cover. You see. When you build a house, what do you put first? Do you put the roof first?
Do
you put the walls first? No, you put the foundation. So Prabhupada's books are the foundation of this movement. If you think, well, I'm more attracted to these, this book and that book by this disciple and this person and that, I'm more attracted to those than I am to Prabhupada's book. So I'll read those. But I can tell you, if you do that, you're building a house with no foundation. It may look very nice, but when some difficulty comes, you'll be in trouble. You need that solid foundation of being rooted directly in Prabhupada's teachings. By carefully reading all of his books. In fact, he has given an order. In his books,
He said, all of my disciples must read all of my books. You may say, well, that's great. I'm a grand disciple. I don't have to worry about it. But I'm sorry, a grand disciple is another type of disciple. Grand disciple is another type of disciple. So actually, everybody is Prabhupada's disciple. Now, don't tell me wrong. I'm not from preaching Ritvic philosophy. I'm just saying a grand disciple is another category of disciple. That's all. Disciple means one who follows the discipline of the teacher. So everyone is meant to follow Prabhupada's disciplinary instructions. So everyone is Prabhupada's disciple. The disciples are Prabhupada's disciples. The grand disciples are Prabhupada's disciples. The great grand disciples are, that will be coming, they are, will be Prabhupada's disciples. The great great grand disciples. And the great 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 grand disciples. And the great 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 grand disciples. For at least the next 10,000 years. Everyone must be solidly rooted in Prabhupada's books. So we have only 3 minutes left. If there's any one last question before we head back to Kaunas. Yeah.
Someone is asking how to preach in school.
There's different levels of school. There's kindergarten, there's elementary school, there's middle high school, there's college. I don't know what the context of their question is. Are they a student and they want to preach to their other students within the school? Is that the question? We don't know. Now for us who are outside of the school system to preach in the school, we like very much that our members can arrange for us to give lectures in the school. We do that many times. Oftentimes we're invited by the teachers to come and make presentations in their classrooms. Or sometimes we rent a hall on the campus and we advertise to all the students with flyers and posters and they come and attend the lecture, you know, outside of their class times. So these are all very good ways. Another way is our devotees, many devotees are our book distributors. They go to the college campus and distribute books to the students. So there are many ways for preaching in the schools. And I know in Romania we have our temple president in Timișoara, Romania. He's a college professor. In computer science. And his students are very inspired by him as a teacher of computer science. He makes relationships with them as their professor. And also introduces them to Krishna consciousness. He has made many devotees from his own students in the computer science classes. I'm sure he doesn't, you know, give Krishna conscious lectures in the classroom, but he makes relationships with the students, and then individually he introduces them to Krishna consciousness. But the ultimate program for preaching in the schools that we should take over the schools. You see, that's the ultimate program. All the universities should be Krishna conscious, run by, run by devotees. All the professors should be devotees, and all the subject matter. That will be the perfection of our movement when all the educational institutions are based on Prabhupada's teachings. When the university wants to be recognized as a bona fide university, ISKCON has to certify it as a bona fide university. See, that would be our movement really going forward. Now we have our Bhaktivedanta College in Radadesh. And they have gotten connected with a accredited university in the UK, which gives them the facility to give an accredited bachelor's degree in Vaishnavism. And devotees are very happy that we've been accredited by a mundane university. And I sometimes, actually I'm scheduled to go give a course on pure devotional service at that college. It'll be called Uttama Bhakti. That'll be the name of the course I'll be teaching them. But whenever I go to Radhadesh, I tell them that the perfection will be when they have to be accredited by us. That'll be the perfection. Right now we're feeling good that we're accredited by them. But this is simply a beginning stage. When they have to be accredited by us, that's when our movement is successful. So, our time has run out. And I so much appreciate your wonderful reception here. How nicely you have heard the transcendental glories of this Krishna consciousness process. I request Shishi Gaurasundar ki jai. Nitai Gaurasundar ki jai. So I request everyone to take this process very seriously. Surrender yourself fully at the lotus feet of Sri Guru and Krishna. And this will be your last lifetime in this material world. Raja Vidya Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.